Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace. those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. No partners have He. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan. Prayers and blessings be upon him of Allah, servant and messenger of Allah, the seal, and is the seal of the prophethood. I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Come on now, that means hugs first. Give them to me. Oh, thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. I feel your love. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We are in the, well, we're just about to wrap it up, but we are still in the sacred month, which is the 12th month on the Islamic calendar, and that is the month, and this is the month of Dhul Hijjah. We can't forget to... Excuse me, we can't forget too quickly now because we only been out of the Hajj, what, about a couple weeks now? Alhamdulillah, and we're still in this blessed month, and inshallah, we're all recognizing, yes, I said recognizing the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous, Al-Kareem He is, of bestowing these blessings and favors upon us as His devoted servants as a whole. I mean. So we're in the 23rd day of Dhul Hijjah. So I'm believing next week when we come back, inshallah, bless us to all be able to come back. We'll probably be just at the ending of this month for sure, because we're in the 23rd day of Dhul Hijjah on the Hijra calendar, which is the Islamic calendar. And as we recall, when we began and opened up for this month, this was the sacred month, one of the four sacred months. We got one coming up next month as well, but this is one of the four sacred month, and would be the final sacred month in this year of 1445. And also today is June 29th, 2024 on the Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah. Tonight, we're going to continue. No, I was thinking about it, and I had some things on my mind I wanted to do, and we still may get into that, but Allah put it on my mind to say, Now, we know the importance of learning Al Asma Ul Husna. And I can't say it enough. It's serious. It's serious, you know. And we want to make sure that we all understand the seriousness of learning Al Asma Ul Husna. So we're going to go. We completed last week, alhamdulillah, wasn't that kind of a lot, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for blessing us. We went through and made it through all 99 of the Al-Asma ul-Husna, 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we did. We completed all 9 of them. You know, hey, look at it. We did complete them, everyone, before the ending of this year. It's in the last month of it. So that means that we've been on just studying the names of them at least for the last, you know, it's been a couple months now, you know. So we have finally, last week, we got to going through all 99 of them. And so I'm thinking, I said, well, I want to do some things, and I've laid it all out and everything. Then Allah, highly glorified is He. Of course, you know, we may do us before we do anything that we have Allah's guidance and His help and His favor upon us in doing what it is of a servant that we can do in sharing the information and knowledge that He's blessed us to get. And so what we're going to do tonight, we're going to start back over. It's going to be a little bit different. But we need to do this. We need to do this because it's serious business. And this is for real. We really working to get our seat in the paradise. And as we can recall that the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, has stated in Hadith that for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to him, and we're going to get into that a little bit later, that those that can learn these 99 beautiful known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn them and then cooperate them, you know, actually actually practice them in their daily life, they will. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say might. He said, he didn't say we'll think about it. He said they will enter paradise. Alhamdulillah, he may be alameen. So we're going to continue the Al Asma Ul Husna and the introduction so that we can remember why it is that we are actually coming to learn Al Asma Ul Husna. Okay, with that, I was trying to think, you know, I'm always trying to think, wasn't it something I needed to tell y'all that it happened? I'm trying to see, what was it? It was something. Well, you know, I was with my family this past weekend, and that's always a wonderful thing to share with you all. And you know, anytime you want to come on and share something that happened with you and your family, you know, you are welcome to press one, and we'll certainly give you that opportunity because family is what it's about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, save yourselves and your family from the fire. And that we have a responsibility and duty to be with our families any opportunity we get. So here recently, in the past weekend, I had the opportunity. I said, well, I'm going to go and see my oldest son. And my youngest son, I said, well, I'm going to ask him because we were supposed to be getting together as well anyway, doing some other things too. And so I said, well, hey, you want to, let's swing over and check your brother out and see your brother for a little bit. And his nieces, too. And so sure enough, he's like, yeah, Mom, that's cool. So my son, older son, said, well, oh, okay, so well, Mom, I'll, he always got to be cooking something, but it's okay, we love it. And he said, well, I'll put on some fish, Mama, and he, you know, cook up the fish and have a few fries, and we had salad to go with it and everything. That was really good. But listen here, this is the real hiding of the day, of course, me seeing my oldest son and being there with my oldest son, my youngest son, and two of my son's youngest children, which is my youngest grandbabies. And so then we sitting there, we're having dinner and things. Next thing I know, here comes my grandson, my youngest grandson. So, you know, I was all in my heaven that day for sure. And we will experience our heavens right here on this earth today while we living. The heaven is not only that we praying to get our seat in the paradise, but we have to also recognize the beginning of that paradise right here in this life. And as we are practicing this religion, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adhering to his teaching and recognizing his signs, we are receiving this paradise right now. So I wanted to share that with you all. I had to share it. I had the opportunity to be with my oldest son, my youngest son, my youngest grandson, and my two youngest granddaughters. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. I want to share that, alhamdulillah. So what we're going to do, yes, we're going to continue with the Al Asma Ul Husna tonight. And for those, because remember always we got newcomers. And as we very well stated, the main premise or the objective of Al-Islamic Focus Learning Lab is directed to all of us now, all of us, yes, as believers. And but I'm mainly basically focusing to the new Shahada, the new believer, because of those of us that has been believers in Shahadas for a while, we are seasoned. We've been here, as the old folks would say. I chuckle when I say the old folks would say. I always say when the old folks say. And I'd be like, okay, I'm finding myself to be one of the older folks this day and time. But mainly I'm speaking of, you know, the older people, those that were older than me, and they always, you know, be sharing with us. So that I'm chuckling. Alhamdulillah, we're responsible to share what we learn, and so we want to make sure we do that. Alhamdulillah. And so everyone, please get your pens and paper. I know it seems like I'm going on. I am, because I'm excited. I'm excited because we completed what we wanted to do in our last week, and we're coming around, and Allah is teaching me. He's teaching me how to get this teaching of Al Asma Ul Husna in the perspective, so that it'll flow, you know. And so that's what we're doing. So we're going to start back over tonight. Alhamdulillah. Love y'all. Don't start now. Just don't start, okay? If you want to do it, then we got hugs and love. We've been opened up. We all happy and everything. Then we're going to go on and take our first pause for our public service announcement and very important information. We're going to get back, and we're going to get started with the program. I'm to that bye. You're listening to Alice Love and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeza Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we say to you, sit tight and keep focused, and we will be right back, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeza Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Tanya.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, my salam. And you are listening at our own Executive Director here of CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference, and explaining and sharing what the Community-Wide Conference is all about and its intelligentsia that your dollars are supporting, and we do appreciate that kindly. I should say our dollars and our volunteerism is supporting. And we thank you kindly. Just a shout out to those of you that are out there in am360.org land. We thank you kindly for being here. And we want to just remind you, should you, any time during listening at the presentation, and you have a question or a comment that you would like to make, you're going to need to dial in the studio here at 515-605-9891. Or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we'll certainly get you that opportunity. You know that you. We want to also remind those of you that are already utilizing this, and those of you that are just coming in, you can connect with us 24-hour live and podcast program at the am360.org. Or you can dial in at the 701-719-4197. And say you want to go back and listen to the program. For some reason, you were a little late getting in, or you didn't get to listen to the program that day and you want to go back and take a listen at it, you can always do that by dialing in, by going to that am360.org and pulling up the program that you want to hear, and or you can dial that 701-719-4197 and get a recording of that, inshallah. Also, you can give us a like on Facebook as well if you're a Facebook user. Or you can also leave us a listener comment at the business office at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Moving right along here, get pens and paper, those or your recorders, and you'll be able to take good notes, better notes, where you can go back and listen. Now, this is just to bring us up to speed here. Where am I going? Okay, hang on, hang on. Okay, here we go right here. All right. The 99 beautiful known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, we're going to start with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified as he has said. There is no God but he. His are the greatest names. And we're going to find that in Quran 20, Surah 20, Ayat 8. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call up on Allah, or call up on the beneficent God, Al-Rahman, whichever you call upon. He has the greatest names. And you'll find that in Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 110. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on further to say, to Allah belong the greatest names. Therefore, call on him thereby. And thereby, and leave alone those who violate in his name. You want to stay with the good names. We hear it all the time, things that people be saying, they're not even aware, but call upon Allah, because belong to him the greatest names. Call upon him, and we will look at Quran on that, Surah 7, Ayat 17. Ayat 180. The Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, he has said, there are 99 attributes, 100 minus 1, of Allah, highly glorified is he. Whoever counts them will enter paradise. He is also quoted as saying that whoever learns these beautiful known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by heart and comprehends their meaning, understands them, and acts upon them, actually practicing them in their life, will enter paradise. One should be familiar with the meanings and the implications of these names, not just with the count. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody can sufficiently be acquainted with the attributes of Allah, as he himself says in Surah 73, Ayat 20. He knows that you cannot sufficiently count him, his attributes. And there's a tradition that says, derive your manners. You know, the way you carry yourself from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me tell you, you'll have good manners. And some people that I know, if you're just getting in and learn the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll certainly have good manners, certainly better manners. So derive our manners from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we know what's driving us to learn. Beautiful names and attributes of Allah. We have come to know Allah is endless regarding his essence. He is the eternity, the attributes, qualities, and blessings. We've come to know Allah is endless regarding his eternity, his attributes, his qualities, and his blessings. Though his creation have limited standings described as reaching the end of their life term, being limited in their characteristics, thoughts, and ranges. Allah highly glorified as he describes himself when he says in Surah 6, Ayat 18, he is the supreme above his servants. And this is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, Al-Khaliq, as we have learned in Al-Asma'ul Husna, the creator, Allah highly glorified as he is the creator, Al-Khaliq. And he is the one who is adored, and he is worthy of it. For he is called Allah. He has made it clear for us that he is the one who bestows his blessings upon those whom he creates in diverse ways. Adoring is the ultimate form of glorifying. Reason testifies that the ultimate end of glorification suits only the one who is the source of benevolence and bliss. It is to this fact that Allah highly glorified as he refers when he says, how do you deny while you were dead and he gave you life? Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. And we will find that in Surah 2, Ayat 28. And I know you got your pen and your paper and you are writing and taking notes where you can go back and visit these ayats where Allah highly glorified as he is confirming to us the essence of himself and his glorious, beautiful names and attributes. Alhamdulillah. So with that, we understand why we are learning Al-Asma'ul Husna. And in that, we have learned that in learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, it brings us closer to our Lord and Cherisher, Allah highly glorified as he. We begin to better understand him, his very existence. It brings us close to him, that when he speaks to us, know that we are learning Al-Asma'ul Husna, that we can hear, see, feel, and understand and have the intelligence of being able to carry out when Allah highly glorified as he shows us and teaches us of himself, of his glorious, beautiful names and attributes. Alhamdulillah, you have the Adonim. Something else I wanted to share there on that thought. But we're going to go on and we're going to start here with Al-Asma'ul Husna. And now, Allah, highly glorified is he. There is no God but he. His are the greatest names. And we find that in Surah 20, Ayat 80. The proper noun, Allah, highly glorified is he, solely belongs to Allah Almighty, which is Al-Aziz himself, the truth, Al-Haq, anything succeeding, it is regarded as an adjective describing it, while it remains a noun indicative of the true Allah, highly glorified is He. It combines all His attributes, and it needs no introduction from others, whereas the other attributes or the other beautiful names attain recognition when added thereto. Allah, highly glorified is He, is not given to anyone other than Him, nor should ever it be used for anyone besides Him. Allah, highly glorified is He, is the ever-existent, the one who causes existence. Did you get that? He is the ever-existent. So He didn't just start yesterday or, last week sometime, last month, last year, none of that. He is the ever-existent, and He is the one who causes existence, who maintains existence. Stay with me now. Who creates everything that exists. Allah, highly glorified as He does. Whatever He creates shall perish. He never will. Say, Allah, then leave them sporting in their vain discourses. Alhamdulillah. And that's in Quran, Surah 6, Ayat 91. Beginning with the first, number one, Al-Asma'ul Husna, which are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are called Al-Asma'ul Husna because these are the known names and attributes that are in Quran and Hadith. In Quran, in Hadith. Because let me tell you something. And a brother brought it to us last week, and I'm not going to get into it right now. I'm going to find the time. I've done my research for it, but Allah would guide me to when to put that one out. But as He said last week, He brought up an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know that the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not all of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said we'll never be able to name them all. Never. Because we was put into existence and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already existed. So how we going now? We going to know them all. No, we won't be able to know them all. And that particular name that the brother brought up last week, I didn't forget him, and I was bringing up this slightly a bit this week, but it is an attribute, but it's not one of the 99 known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to the line. We'll get into that at another time. We're going to start here with Al-Rahman, the first attribute, name, beautiful known name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, too, we've learned that these attributes that we are learning, these are attributes that speak to the existence of Allah Himself, and they speak to the existence of His actions in these attributes that we're reading. And we're going to get more defined into that as well. But just reminding us that this is what we've learned thus far of the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Asma wa Husna, that they speak in reference of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence of Himself, the existence of His actions, and then some of them speaks both to the existence of Allah's self and his actions together. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. We're going to get more into that. Yes, we will. But right now, we want to become as familiar as we can with learning the 99 known names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Asma'ul Husna. So we got through them, and we learned the spelling and the pronunciation when we last week, and we completed that. And so now we're going to go here with number one again. We're going to remember, we're going to spell too. It won't take a whole lot of time up on spelling. You know that anytime I say the capital and then the A-L or the A-S or whatever the cursor is to that beautiful name and attribute, that there's going to be a dash before we go to the next capital letter. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on us saying capital A-L dash, capital Ara. In this case, it's going to be Rahman. We're not going to do that. We're just going to go here because you're going to have to remember now. Use your memory. Just kind of remind ourselves of what we done learned already. You already know this now. Remember that because you done been through it. So you know it. You may have to pull it up, revisit it to pull it up, but it's there because you were sitting here in this Alice Mom in Focus Learning Lab getting the information, and you were taking notes, even if they were mentally and even if they were physically. You still were taking notes, so remember, okay? Alhamdulillah. Starting with number one of Al-Asma'ul Husna, Allah highly glorified is He, is Al-Rahman. That's capital A-L, capital R-A-H-M-A-N. Al-Rahman, Allah is He, the most compassionate. Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim, and we'll get to that one, but we're going to go here now right now. We're going to deal with Al-Rahman. Is an attribute specifically relevant to Allah, highly glorified is He. None besides Him can be called or referred to as such. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. And that's Quran, Surah 1, Ayat 1. The beneficent God is firm in power. And that's Quran, Surah 20, Ayat 5. Al-Rahman is an attribute demonstrating mercy, that mercy can be possible only through Allah, Him, Al-Rahman. It means the one who grants mercy beyond which there is no other mercy at all, and the like of which does not at all exist, though derived from mercy, Al-Rahman. It is commonly known as that mercy, one's desire or power or will to bring goodness to one who is much less than him in status. And we all are less than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Rahman, the most compassionate. Number two of Al-Asma'ul Husna, Al-Rahim. Al-Rahim, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman was the most compassionate. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. And that's capital A-L, capital R-A-H-I-M, Ar-Rahim. Allah is he, the most merciful. And he has said in the Quran, Allah highly glorified is he, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, has said, inform my servants that I am the forgiving, the merciful. And that's Surah 15, Ayat 49. Ar-Rahim is derived from Rahmah, mercy or compassion. Rahmah implies the salvation of those who receive it from harm and loss. Ar-Rahim is derived from Rahmah, and Rahmah implies the salvation of those who receive it, that's the mercy, from harm and loss, and they're being blessed with guidance, forgiveness, and sound conviction. That's Allah highly glorified is he, Ar-Rahim. When we receive it, we receive salvation from harm and loss, and we're being blessed with guidance, forgiveness, and sound conviction. Ar-Rahim, Allah is he, the most merciful. Number three, Al-Matic. Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Matic. That's capital A-L, capital M-A-L-I-K. Al-Matic, Allah is he, the sovereign. The sovereign. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, Al-Malik, the sovereign, has said in Quran, so exalted be Allah, the true king. And that's Surah 23, Ayat 116. Al-Malik conveys the meaning of one who is free by virtue of his own merits and characteristics from depending on anything in existence, while everything in existence depends on him. Nothing in existence can do without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Malik, the sovereign. Whereas everything that exists derives its existence from him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Malik, the sovereign. Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Malik, the sovereign, describes himself, check it out now, listen here, because you know we have been through this here, describes himself, it's just good to go back on your information, as being Malikul Mulk. Now, You know that's one of the Al-Asma Ul-Husna. You know that. And it's the owner of sovereignty, and we're going to get to that one too. But right now, we're looking at Allah highly glorified as He is Al-Malik, sovereign, the one, the only one. He depends on nothing. Don't even have to hear about us, but He does in his kindness. See, that's why His attributes, He lets us know of Him and how He does care of us and for us in the Al-Asma wal-Husna. And the owner, the sovereign, the king, the exalted one, Al-Malik, master of the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah. Al-Malik, Allah is He, the sovereign. Moving right along. Al-Qudus. Number four, Al-Qudus. We are revisiting, for those that probably just come in, we are revisiting Al-Asma ul-Husna and to give us a better acquaintance with Al-Asma ul-Husna, because we know that this will establish, give us our seat in the paradise. And certainly that paradise will begin right here. You'll be able to see it by studying Al-Asma ul-Husna. But we know we're talking about the paradise in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, after this life. Alhamdulillah. Moving right along. Number four of Al-Asma ul-Husna, the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four is Al-Qudus. Al-Qudus. Allah highly glorified as He is Al-Qudus. That's capital A-L, capital Q-U-D-D as in David, O-O-S. And I believe I've seen it, capital A-L-D-D-U-S. But right now we got it right here with the O-O. Yeah. Uh-huh. Al-Qudus. Allah highly glorified is He, Al-Qudus. Is He the most holy? The most holy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He has said in the Quran, Al-Qudus, the most holy. Whatever is in the heavens and in the earth declares the glory of Allah, the King, the Holy. And that's in Quran 62, Ayat 1. Al-Qudus is the one who is above need, and whose attributes are above being deficient. So in any of the attributes, beautiful known names and attributes that we learn, all of them are quite efficient. None of them, all of them are above being deficient. He, Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Qudus, the most holy. He is the one who purifies the souls against sinning. He purifies the souls against sinning. He takes the wicked by their forelocks, who is above being limited to space or time. Al-Qudus, Allah highly glorified is He, the most holy. Now, I've got a lot of more information. You know, we can spend a lot of time on just one attribute, and I did get a quite a bit on each one, but I'm going to stop right there. Just remember, I don't want to put too much. I just want us to remember. Now, what we're doing this week is going to just, we're coming right back around now, so and we're doing it immediately because once we completed all of them last week and we come right back to the beginning again, even though we're extending the information of each one, it is a reminder in our minds, remember? Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember Al Quduz. I remember when it was said the first time, when we went around the first time, second time, or third time. I think it was about our fifth time going around. But if we're going to learn them, and we do want to learn El Asma Ul Husna, because it's been stated to us that Allah highly glorified as He has sanctioned the words of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, in saying that those of us who learn Al Asma Ul Husna will have a seat in paradise. We don't have to wonder about that because we know that Allah highly glorified as He is Al Haq, the All Truthful, all the time, every time, and that the Prophet Muhammad prayers and peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. His character resulted in him being truthful. The trustworthy. I'm thinking Al-Aleem is coming in my mind. So we have no dispute there. And I know. You know, I would like to, you know, nobody wants to die necessarily, but everybody knows that we're going to die from here. We know this. But everybody want to go to paradise when we do. Well, this is so kind and merciful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ra'uf, the most kind, and Al-Rahim, the most merciful, to allow us to learn of His Al-Asma Ul Husna and give us that seat. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just, I mean, it just, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, says that the believers are in awe, A-W-E, of Him. And are we not? Ah. Yes, we are. We're in awe. You know, if we don't watch it, it'd be too much for our hearts to contain. But we just say, well, Allah, hold me. Because it's a whole lot to hold on to know that we can learn Al Asma Ul Husna and get our seat in the paradise. So it's serious business, everyone. Moving right along. Number five, As-Salam, As-Salam. Allah highly glorified is He, is As-Salam. That's capital A-S, capital S-A-L-A-M. Allah highly glorified is He. As-Salam, the bestower, the one that bestows, you know, gives something of peace. And Allah highly glorified, as He has said in the Quran, As-Salam, the bestower of peace. And peace be on him on the day he was born. And he was saying this by Yahya, by saying, and peace be on him on the day he was born. And we'll find that in Surah 19, Ayat 15. Allah highly glorified is He. It's As-Salam, the bestower of peace. As-Salam means the one who is free from defect and shortcoming, whose qualities are above deficiency, whose deeds are free from evil. He is as such, there can be neither peace nor security in existence without him, Allah. As-Salam, highly glorified is He, the bestower of peace. So we can get that out of our mind, thinking that we're going to have some security and peace without the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I really feel bad for those that are bent on not believing in the revelation and information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being so kind and so generous, al-Ra'uf and al-Kareem, generous. So I really feel, you know, for those that, for whatever their reasons are, they don't want to believe in the book, in the revelation, in the information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Salam, the bestower of peace, has been so generous to bestow upon us. Alhamdulillah. I'll stop right there. Moving right along. Al-Muhaymin. Wait a minute, hold on now, just a minute. I think I'm jumping here. Number 6. I think I just finished with number 5, didn't I? Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on, my 5. Number 6. The grantor of security. Okay. Just hang on. Okay, there you go, right there. See how stuff be trying to do? But see, Allah highly glorifies, He's right there to straighten things out. Moving right along to number 6. Allah highly glorified is He is Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min. That's capital A-L, capital M-U-M-I-N. Allah highly glorified is He is Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security. The grantor of security. That's number 60. I'm fixing something here right quickly, real quickly. The grantor of security. We're right there with you. Okay, here we go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He, Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security. I said in Quran, He is the one who gives peace, who grants security. And that's actually in that particular surah, Surah 59, Ayat 23. Al-Mu'min means the one to whom peace and security are rendered. He provides the means of their attainment, blocking all the avenues of fear. Isn't that wonderful? And I know sometimes there are fearful situations that it can exist in our lives. And that's why it's so important to learn Asma'ul Husna, so that way we can call upon Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security, when we're feeling threatened or unsafe in the surroundings, you know. And we call upon Him of the beautiful name and attribute, Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security. And He grants us that inner peace that will bring about our understanding the fact that we have security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because blocks all the avenues that fear can present to make us feel insecure. Alhamdulillah. We're going to move right along here. So Allah, highly glorified is He, is Al-Mu'min, the grantor of security. You see, if we say that the Allah Almighty grants His servants security against anything they dread, then we must be understood in the light of the circumstances of the life in this world and in the hereafter. As regarding the life in this world, the removal of the cause of fear is not reasonably accepted, except when a precarious situation has actually taken place. And then we will begin to see and understand where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted in those times that peace and that security that we needed in those particular situations. Alhamdulillah. Moving right along. I might as well just wait and do that at the next. Moving right along. Number 7 of Al-Asma'ul Husna. Al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin. Allah, highly glorified is He, is capital A-L, capital M-U-H-A-M-I-N. Al-Muhaymin, the protector, the protector. Alhamdulillah. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran that the guardian over all, the mighty, the supreme, the one who possesses greatness, glory to Allah, from whatever they set up with Him. And that's in Surah 59, Ayat 23. When applied to Allah, the Almighty, Zalaziz, Al-Muhaymin means that He is the one who oversees His servants' actions. He provides them with sustenance and decrees their lifespans. He does so through his knowledge, control, and protection. Anyone who oversees something is its guardian. And Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Muhaymin, guardian and protector, he is the protector. So he has full power over it. So these attributes can never be present in their absolute meaning except in Allah, highly glorified is he. So no matter what we do as a human to try to say, oh, don't worry, I'll protect you. Yeah, but you might want to make sure. Okay, I'm laughing. I'm being humorous here. I'll say I'm being facetious at this moment, everyone. You always got to have a little, it's, no matter how serious a situation is or that you may be dealing with, and this is serious. Al-Asma'ul Husna is serious, but you also can look at it when it's being described and see the get humor out of it as well. And Allah highly glorified is he is the one that give us laughter and tears. Alhamdulillah. And as you continue to read, you will see that in Quran. Allah is Al-Muhaymin, the one who witnesses all what his servants do, be it a speech or an action. The one who knows everything and from whose knowledge nothing at all can escape. Not even the weight of an atom in the earth or in the heavens. The protector, Allah highly glorified is he, Al-Muhaymin. Moving right along, number 8. And you're going to hear me because you're going to see what I've been saying this a little bit here as we've been speaking. Number 8, Allah highly glorified is he, is Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz, capital A-L. Capital A-Z, I-Z, you know, like Z as in zebra. That's what I can recognize right now. Zaid, or Zaid, a name. But Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Aziz, the mighty, the mighty. Okay, hang on here. Allah highly glorified as he has said, O Moses, surely I am Allah. The omnipotent, the all-powerful, the wise. And all those things describe the mighty. And Allah highly glorified is he is Al-Aziz, the mighty. Al-Aziz is the one who alone has all honor. He is never humiliated, nor is he ever wronged. You know, like W-R-O-N-G-E-D, wronged. Neither imagination nor intellect can ever conceive him. He is the one who cannot be overcome or in any way harmed. He is the one who has no peer nor a similitude. He is the one who is very much needed. He is the one who is victorious and is never vanquished. He is the mighty who can never be reached. Can never be reached. So something's coming up. I was thinking of the other day. It was like, like you want to reach out and touch. We can reach out and touch one another, but we will not and cannot reach out and touch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that. You know what I'm saying? But we can come to know him. Isn't he kind and generous to let us come to know him? So alhamdulillah, we will come to know him. And all you can do is say, oh, Allah, hold me. And you can feel him, you know, so because he's the one that gave us seeing, hearing, feeling. And so, and it's in that spirit. And you say, oh, Allah, hold me. He is mighty, and he will hold us. And say, if you, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you forgive them, surely you are the mighty, the wise. And, oh, Allah, should... If you forgive them, surely you are the mighty, the wise. And that's Quran, Surah 5, Ayats 118. And that's Allah, highly glorified is he, the mighty, Al-Aziz, Al-Aziz. Now, you know what I'm going to do, y'all, because I see I kept looking at that clock just then. And I'm telling you, we done went on, but I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to, I believe I'm just going to go and, I don't like to jump in there, but I'm going to take a break. Because we done been here, and it's been a while, and we're going to take our pause for our call. And that's protocol. And I do want to stay in protocol as best we can do. And we're going to go on and take our pause. You are listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Defita Abdul Hadi. We're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And we ask you to sit tight and stay focused. Alhamdulillah. Hang on, babes. Hang on. I want to give you something. I want to give you something that you ain't heard right away, right? Well, let's just start here. We'll start with the week of it. That's the way you got it lined up. We'll start with the week of it.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
What I'm looking for. So I'm going to do this one right here. Looking for something else. I'm going to do this one right here.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
see the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. So I made up for it, everyone. Just a reminder for those of you out here in am360.org land, if you hear anything that you want to make a comment or a question on in tonight's presentation, you're going to need to dial into the studio, and you're going to do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891. Or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we'll make sure that you get that opportunity. We want to invite you to visit our Parent Cooperation Community-Wide Shura conference at cwsc.us, and they give you a bit more information and insight about Community-Wide Shura conference and a lot more about those intelligentsias. You can give us a tweet at CW Shura or give us a like on Facebook. And you can also leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. Okay, we're going to move right along here. I see we got our caller in there. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take our caller, everyone, because I know I'm mad and I did take a little bit long. So I am going to go up here to our caller and give them an opportunity to share their insights. They'll probably come back in. So with that, I'm wanting to... I'm just hoping that this is resonating with you. I'm just really hoping, too, that, and I believe it is. I believe it is that what you're hearing by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding the importance of it, that you are actually, you know, receiving, and I believe you are, what it is that Allah wants you to hear, see, feel, and understand of Al-Asma ul-Husna. Excuse me, stand by. So you can see, hear, and feel, and understand his existence of himself, his existence of his works, his actions. You know what I'm saying? So I'm, you know, inshallah, I'm excited about it. I'm just looking for, you know, people say to me always, well, you know, you don't have to be in a hurry or anything. I'm not in a hurry to return, you know, but all of us will return to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's just a fact of the matter. So the more prepared we can be, it's going to make us, you know, you're going to have that looking forward to. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the hadith, one of the hadiths talks about the when a servant reaches a certain age and what Allah bestows upon that servant at that age.
And as I can recall right now, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he has done for his servant, is when his servant turns 60, he endears his servant to him. Huh? Did you hear? Did you hear what I'm saying? You know, he endears his servant, his return to him. So how you not gonna be preparing for it, and anticipating its actual time of arrival, if you would. I know I am. Now Allah highly glorified is He had the power over all things. He is our Mutadir. But when he says that we learn al-Asma ul-Husna and carry it out in our daily lives, live it, maintain it to heart, mind, soul, body, and spirit, that he is going to be so kind to us to let us in paradise, you think I'm not trying to be prepared for that? You think I don't believe that? I believe it. I believe it wholeheartedly, and I'm preparing for it. Now, do I want to return tonight? I'm not just wanting to, but if that's the will of Allah, then what alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. He has power over all things. And so I want to have done the best that I can do to prepare me for him. Standing on what he has said to me, that should I learn al-Asma ul-Husna, then when he returned me to him, that the gates of paradise will be opened up to me, and he will say, the angel will say, welcome, and he will say, welcome, my servant, a job well done. So this is real serious business, very serious. And even though sometimes I may make certain analysis or analogies, if you would, that would bring about humor of the matter, but it's very, I never would take it lightly, because it's very serious business, alhamdulillah. And so with that, I'm going to go, and if we do not, let me see if that caller came back. If he did, I'll take it. If not, then I'll go on okay, they didn't come back yet, so we'll check back in. We got about, let me see what we got here. We got a few minutes left here. Yeah, we got about 30 minutes here left. Okay, so we're going to continue on here. Because, see, as much as we can get through today, let's see, where are we at? Right here. Okay. So we're going to move right along, because we've made it to number 9 so far. Now, if we can get a nice number out of each a session, then we can be, you know, kind of quickly move through, you know, quickly move through it, because you want to be quick on your remembrance too. You know what I'm saying? So if it's, for instance, you know, just right off the jump that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alcoholic. You know right off the jump. I mean, if they say, well, Allah, he is alcoholic. Well, yeah, when you say, yeah, he is the creator. Because, you know, it's right up on you. You're studying it. You're keeping it abreast in your mind and in your actions, in your daily living. And so you're right up on it. And so that's what we want to do here. So moving right along, we're going to do a couple more. This might be a good time. Let me get here and see something right quick too, because I did describe it a little bit there. We're going to move right along and try to do as many more as we can today. And we're looking at number 9 of al-Asma ul-Husna. And number 9 is al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar. And you know what? And I used to say Al-Jabbar, Jabbar, you know, like Jabbar. I had a friend named Jabbar, you know, like that. But it was only pronouncing one B. Now, Al-Jabbar is spelled capital A-L, capital J-A-B-B, as in Bismillah, A-R. So you got to carry that. You got to carry that B. You can't just stop it at Al-Jabbar. You got to carry that B because there's two of them there, and you got to say Al-Jabbar. And Allah highly glorified as He is Al-Jabbar, the compeller. And that's capital A-L, capital J-A-B-B-A-R. Allah highly glorified as He is the compeller. And Al-Jabbar is derived from Jabbar, Jabbar, just J-A-B-R. It suggests the forceful mending of something broken, fractured, shattered, or crushed, etc. It also says that the adjective jabber means great, huge, inaccessible, and Al-Jabbar is the most great. It is a superlative adjective derived from Jabbar, J-A-B-R. He is the one who not only mends what is broken, but also enriches the one who is incapacitated by poverty and want. He is the one who repairs everything broken, which is broken or impaired. Abdullah ibn Abbas says that Al-Jabbar is the great king, while Ibn al-Abari says that Al-Jabbar is the one who is beyond one's reach. Others have said that Al-Jabbar means the one who cannot be harmed by any mighty oppressor, and nobody can dispute with them about anything. Al-Jabbar connotes forcefulness, we can find out that all parts of the body have been driven to perform their functions without any will of their own. That have created the ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, it is He who has spread out the earth for His creatures. Therein are fruits and date palms producing spats containing dates. So we want to connect that with compelling, compeller. The one who compels. Okay, then let's check this out then. Check this out. Compel. Check this out. Hold on. Compels. It's like a forcefulness, but it's a gentle forcefulness. Like, I know sometimes, you know, I do. I call on Al-Jabbar, Allah highly glorified as He, the compeller. You know, and when I'm calling, when I look at compelling one, compelling His creation to do what it is that he has prescribed for them to do. Now, he's not going to make us or force us necessarily like that, but I'm a, like, oh, well, I'm going to make them do it, you know. No, but because if you don't want to do it, you got that choice that you don't have to. But it would be better if you did when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because remember, he's got the control over all things. And that if he's seen it best for you to do something, but you turning the other way, in his mercy, he would compel you to go the way that he's saying to go, to help you, to help us, you know, his creation. You know, as long as we're not just bent. Because sometimes we say, well, I'm going this way. Nah, and then inside of you might be saying, but you know, you might want to check out the, I'm going this way because I say it. Well, you can go on, and Allah will be most gracious and most kind, and then show us with a gentleness that a reason that we end up probably having to turn back and go the other way anyway. Or he can say, but you know, I know that there's disaster up ahead for them, and I'm going to compel them to do thus and such because I know that this is best for him. He protects us. Remember, he is Al-Muhaiman, the protector. So he does protect us and yet compels us at the same time, you know, especially when he knows best and he always knows better. So Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the one who compels. Number 10, Al-Mutakabir. Did we read some about this here just a little bit ago? Okay. Al-Mutakabir, Allah highly glorified as he. Oh, you know what it is? Uh-huh. Is Al-Mutakabir. I know what I'm thinking of in my mind. So I'm not remembering. Capital A-L, capital M-U-T-A-K-A-B-B, as in Bismillah, I-R, Al-Mutakabir. Allah highly glorified as he is the majestic Al-Mutakabir. Understanding Al-Mutakabir requires a good deal of reasoning and insight. Its root word, Kibriya, means greatness and sovereignty, and it incorporates the meanings of the perfection of oneself and existence. Nobody can be described as such except Allah, highly glorified as he, Al-Mutakabir, the majestic. Greatness, as far as Allah Almighty is concerned, is the loftiness of status. Al-Mutakabir is the one who possesses all greatness, who is above having any of the qualities of his creatures, who is above being harmed by the oppressors among his creation, whose greatness and pride are the supermost. He is too great to be deficient in anything or is in need for anyone or anything. He is Al-Mutakabir, Allah is he, the majestic. By his command does he send the spirit of inspiration to any of his servants he pleases. so that it may warn men of the day of mutual meeting. Surah 40, Ayat 15. You know, when I'm reading that, so it says, he by his command does he send the spirit, the majestic. He is the majestic. You know, who else can do that? He sends that spirit. You know, and what we were just speaking of, like, that it may warn. It's just like we were just saying a minute ago, say, well, we might be bent on doing something, but in his compellingness, he can compel us as his servants to do what is best, what is better for us than what we know. So there again, bringing into existence, like, just like that, majestically, Al-Mutakabir, Allah highly glorified is he, the majestic. Okay, so now I'm good with that. We made 10. I'm good with that, okay? So I'm going to put right here, so I know where we, if I don't write it right now, I'll, let me see what we got. Let me see. If I don't put it down, if I don't put it down right now, I'll forget. And, quit it. Stop. Okay. Now try it again. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm laughing because my computer, y'all don't know, you don't see what I'm seeing on my computer. I'd be cutting up. Okay, so we're stopping right there. I'm going to check my board and see if we have our caller returned. And if so, then we give them that opportunity. If not, then we're going to start wrapping things up to where we can get ready to close out. We do have time to and I tell you something else is going on here with my computer too. We're going to quickly, I had a hot deep I wanted to quickly just read today. Okay? So, okay, let me see. Let me see. I'm over here. We're going to do this quick hadith. I seen it, and I said I wanted to read that. So we do have a few minutes, and we can do that. We can do it. So we're going to read this particular hadith here. Okay. I'm going to read this one here. The hadith of the day is about the day of resurrection. Okay, let me see what I'm going to do. Okay, yeah. And you know, you can get Al-Asma'ul Husna. You can go and put it in your phones. You can say Al-Asma'ul Husna in your, you know how you can talk in your phone, ask your Google search, and it'll bring them up for you. Also, you can get the hadith of the day and get the different hadiths that come to you. That's where I get them. They come in my box. Okay. And today's beautiful hadith is about the day of resurrection. Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, said, the sun and the moon will be folded up, deprived of their light on the day of resurrection. And that's Sahih al-Bukhari, book 59, 3200. Hadith 11. May Allah protect and have mercy upon us on that day, and may our affairs be rectified before then. And we say, I mean, isn't that what we were just talking about earlier? You definitely learning that lesson, Ulusna? Hey, that's getting our affairs in order. And may Allah protect us and have mercy upon us, upon all of us on that day of resurrection. And may our affairs be rectified before then. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. So, yes, alhamdulillah. Okay, so with that, we're going to go on and get ready to, where am I at, close out our program for this afternoon. I appreciate everyone's attendance and your participation. And with that, we're going to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with a fantastic upcoming week. Wait a minute, did I tell everybody to join us tomorrow morning? Okay, well, I did play the PSAs, but just as a reminder, join us tomorrow morning, that's Sunday, and every Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, right here on AM 360, and that's Study Al-Islam with Fitra Muhammad and her guests. It's 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, right here on AM 360. Then come back at 4 o'clock with Keeping It Real with Princess Aziz, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Now remember, all these are Eastern Time, so you know if you whatever your time zone is, and when I say Eastern, then you just back it up 1 hour if it's Central, and it'll be 4. So if it be if I'm telling you to come in here at 10 o'clock in the morning at only Eastern Time, it's going to be 9 Central and 7 a.m. Pacific. And then you're going to come back at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time for Keeping It Real with Princess Aziz at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 1 o'clock Pacific Time. Keeping It Real right here. And then after that, it's going to be Contemplations of Imam Warthy Muhammad. And that's with our Imam Kareem Hamid and Imam Michael Hamid. And they'll be reading from the book of Contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I think they have a little session after that. We can discuss what they've read of the book as well, inshallah. So join us tomorrow starting at 10 Eastern Time right here on AM 360. So with that, we're going to go on and we pray Allah bless us with the fantastic upcoming week. Fantastic upcoming week. And Juma Mubarak. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we always do, because we know our consciousness is always there with those that are experiencing hardships homelessness, being deprived of food, and we know we have that going on right here in America, but we got brothers and sisters around the world because wars and things that they have no food, they have no shelter. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, that he will suffice them with shelter and food and bring them and their families back home to one another as a family should be. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we call on him, he is al-mujib. He responds right away to our calling. And to that we say, Ameen. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are ill, experiencing any types of disease that have taken over in their lives, that Allah will heal them and relieve them of those diseases and bless them as though they had never had that disease before. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is al-mutakabir. He is the majestic. He can do that. And to that we say, Ameen. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of us that we pray that have returned back to him, that he blesses them, made their transition back to him as we all will, that he blesses them with his mercy and forgiveness and grant them his paradise. And for those of us that are still left behind in our works to do, and when our time comes, that he will bless us as well with his mercy and forgiveness and his paradise. And we pray that while they have went on, our loved ones, that we are blessed of their loved ones that left here with work to do, he blesses us with peace and patience and endurance in our work. And to that we say, Ameen. With that, we're going to give you big old hugs and love. And we're going to, as we came in, come on, squeeze tight. And may Allah bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising for the Fajr, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll be back here next week, and we'll see each other here on Alice Lamont Focus Learning Lab, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. With that, hugs and love to you. We're going to take us out with one of my favorites. I think I'm kind of making it my theme song as I'm coming out, you know, but it's a good one, because it's Shahada, and we got our seasoned Shahadas here online. We got those in the AM360.org that are new Shahadas, and so we're all excited about Shahada. And so we're going to take us out with Suad El Amin, and we're going to do the Philly Shahada.
Of you. The right.